Today's daf is to daf pei dalet. We actually got all the way down to the two dots halfway down, didn't we?
Yeah.
Shechamtit. Okay. However you pronounce that. Anyway, so the Mishnah was talking about when it talked about the four different categories. Four different outcomes. Either the lekeach can change his mind, or the mocher can change his mind, or they can both change their mind, or neither of them can change their mind. So the last one that I brought was the case where they can both change their mind, which is when he actually ended up selling something that was a completely different thing from what they agreed. And the example the Mishnah brings, one of the examples is shachmasis v'nimtzel levan or levan v'nimtzel shachmasis. So it's a red. So Rashbam said in the Mishnah that it means a red wheat.
So lashon chama.
Lashon chama from the sun, which is a red star. Is it sun a red star or yellow star? I don't know. And so he says, and levana is white. Says the Gemara, Amara Papa Midiketani levana. From the fact that one of them is white and the shachmasis is not white.
Mm-hmm.
Is shmamin, and the other only other kind of wheat there is that's not white is red. Is shmamin? No, so it must be that the sun is red, because shachmasis refers to the sun, and the other type of wheat which is not white is red. So the sun must be red. A teda. So how can you prove? How can you know what's the evidence that the sun is red? Because some katsafro panya. Because in the morning, you see it as red. Yeah, red sky at night, the shepherd's delight, or whatever it is. And red sky in the morning is the fisherman's warning or something. So you can see it red. Why don't we see the sun as red the whole day long? Because our eyesight is not strong enough. So therefore, because the sun, when the sun gets higher up, the sun is stronger. So the sun shines in our eyes and weakens our sight so that we cannot see the redness of the sun. Mesava, Kvetafreg and Akasha, in Taras, the Pasuk says, Pasha Tazriya, Mar Eyu Amoik Min Ha'er. It says that, the Pasuk says that the appearance of the Taras is deeper than the skin. And the Brisa explains, Kimare Chama Amuka Min Hatzel. What does it mean it's deeper? Just like the appearance of the sun, which looks deeper. It's like if you picture 3D, it looks like it's further away than the shade. It's deeper away. So that's the pshat. So it's comparing the vision of the appearance of Taras to the appearance of the sun. And Taras, of course, is white, because it says everywhere, it says Beheris Levana. That same pasuk, Beheris Levana v'Amek Emareu Min Ha'er, Emareu Amek Min Ha'er. So therefore, it's always Levana. So we see that if it's talking about the appearance of the sun, then it's that's the same as the appearance of leprosy. Then it should be white, not red. V'Hasam Lavanu, and by Taras is Lavan. So how can you tell me that the sun is red if the sun is the same color as Taras? And for the Gemara, when it says that by Taras is Kamari Chama, that it looks like the sun, it doesn't mean color-wise. Kamari Chama v'lei Kamari Chama. It looks like the sun in one aspect, but it doesn't look like the sun in other aspects. Kamari Chama damukim natzel. It looks like the sun in that it appears to be deeper than the shade. But loikamare chama, but it's not like exactly like the sun. The ilu hasam lovan, because by Taras we're talking about our appearance of whiteness, v'hacha adayim, and the sun were appearing to be red. Okay. Fredi Gemara, olamai the salakadata meikara, what we thought in the first day before, when we thought, according to the question that we just asked, yeah, that's what mehi means here by meikara. When we asked about Saras, yeah, is how could you even have a havamina that the sun is white, yeah? V'hakasamka tzafra v'panya. We see it red in the morning and the evening. If it's white, If it appears to us in the middle of the day yellow because we can't see properly, but in the morning when it's got, we got the proper vision of it, it looks red. So how could it be? How can you even think that the sun is actually white in color? After the Gemara, really, I could have thought that the sun is white. And but Safra, why is it red in the morning? The Chalfa Abevardi de Gan Eden, because it passes by the garden, the the rose garden of the of Gan Eden, which has got red roses, I guess. And Bepanya in the afternoon, the Chalfa Pischa de Gehenim, that it passes by the entrance of Gehenim and it's hot down there, so it turns everything red. Some say for Kert that in the morning it's Gehenim and in the afternoon it's Gan Eden. Okay, let's do a little bit of Rashbam. We got some time over here. Because in the Rashbam, we're all the way down, Mirikatani Levana, near the Likutei Rashi on the side there. Yeah, about 3/4 of the way down. Yeah, Mirikatani Levana, from the fact that it's you've got the Shachmasis and you've got the Levana, is a Shma Mina Shachmasis is Adum. So the white one is white, and the other wheat is red. So therefore, the Shachmasis, which is named after the sun, must be that the sun is red, and not black. The opposite of white over here is not black. Because there's only two colors of wheat you can get. There's no black wheat. There's levonos and adumos, only white and red. If one of them is white, the idach is shachmasis, so the only choice left, shmamina shachmasis aduma. Shachmasis must be red. The name shachmasis comes from the word chama, which is the sun, so it must be red. Why is it that it appears not red the whole day long? Because Nahirin le Bori, Ma'ir Neinu Eni Borakol Kach, our vision is not so clear, Mitecher Hayom Shemachin, because of the brightness of the sun in the day, which dims our vision. Avot Safro Panya Shayem Choshuch, but in the morning when the sun isn't so strong and sort of a little bit darker, Nikar Admum Mishachama, you can see the redness of the sun. Rav Papa Lefarja Zenuba, Amai Mikri Shachmazin, what is Rav Papa bringing this for? It's not a halacha. Halacha is the sun is red. So it's Rav Papa's explaining what's the pshat shachmosis, named after the sun, which is red. Then we had a question because it says that with Taras, which is omoik, and we said a lava nira omoik etzal hashocha, white looks deeper than black, and the Taras definitely love on who the receiving beheres the vanahi. It compares Taras to the sun. Shmamin alavonahi. So the Taras must be. So the sun must be white. So we answered. It's compared to the sun regarding the depth aspect, but it's not compared to the sun regarding the color itself. Then the Gemara says, "Bazar the Ma'ad Salik Me'Data Me'Kara." That which we've asked even in the question that Pechilin the Rav Papa Me'Brisa. We thought we had a Kasha and Rav Papa from the Brisa, the Lavonahi, that to say the sun is white. How could we think? How could we have a half a minute that the sun is white? Amai lo have a kashal, and why wouldn't we have asked on ourselves? Hi, the sun could suffer upon you, the fact that it's red in the morning and evening. Maha yuni yachem lefarish amai samka. How could we explain if the sun is white that it looks red in the morning and the evening im levanahi? So we answered because we would have thought that it's panya, the reason why in the afternoon if the sun sets in the west, the chalfa pischa de gehenim. Because it passes by the entrance of Gehenim Umademis, and it turns red, Mikayach Eish Gehenim, because of the fire of Gehenim, and Bitzafra in the morning, the Chalfa B'Mizrach, when it comes by in the east, Avardi de Gan Eden, it passes by in the east, the rose garden in Gan Eden, Shehu B'Mizrach, which is in the east, Kedasiv Gan Be'Eden is Mikadim. So Gan Eden's in the east, and therefore when the sun passes by Gan Eden, it turns red. In the morning it's red because it's in the east, and it faces west where Gehenim is. So they say it's the coloring comes from what's the opposite direction. So when you're in the east, you're reflecting. When you're in the east, you're reflecting what's in the west. Yeah, the fisher omot shall ur hachama maka keneged Gehenim, because the light of the sun is opposite, is reflecting the Gehenim umadim hachama mikoichay, and the sun turns red from this. And bepanya in the afternoon, the chalfa b'mayrav, when it's going in the west, And it's pointing towards east. It reflects east. And it hits into Gan Eden. And it turns red from the koyach of the redness of the roses of Gan Eden.
So during the day, so what he's really saying in a sense is that the color we see during the day is the real color, but the morning and the afternoon.
No, that was the Havamina. If the sun would be white, then why would it be red in the morning? Because can you give me can you give me a couple of dollars back? It would give me
but he said that our eyes can't see during the day.
No, that was according to the Havamina. So that was according to that's according to Aliba the Emes, that it's red. Yeah, so then then why don't you see the redness during the day? Because of your vision is not good. But according to the Havamina that it's white, yeah, why does it, then what it appears in the day, why, yellow, white, gets the same thing. And the only question is, why is it red in the morning? So the question is different depending on the Havamina and what the conclusion is. Okay, next two dots. So the Mishnah said weiter that what about if he sells, if the transaction was we agreed that we're going to do wine and it turned out to be vinegar or vice versa, they can both change their mind. So the Gemara asks if you can say that wine and vinegar are two different things. Excuse me. If wine and vinegar are two different items, is Lema Mastis and Rebbe he? Who has the opinion that wine and vinegar are two different minim is Rebbe. V'loi Rabbanan and not the Chachamim. The Tanya, as we learned, the Braisa turned the page. Yayin v'chemetz min echad. According to the Tanakam, the Chachamim, wine and vinegar is one min. And vinegar is just a wine that's gone a little bit off, yeah? And Rebbe, yayin v'chemetz min echad. Rebbe says it's two different things. So what would happen if you hold that wine and vinegar is bets and the same thing, just what vinegar has gone off a bit, that would be the equivalent, l'chaira, of the wheat, which is yofa, should have been yofa, and was roy, so the other way around. That would be if it's the same mean. But the fact that we say that no, it's different, it's completely, it's they can both change their mind, the whole thing's a mekachtos, is implying that you hold as two separate things. So l'chaira, the Mishnah is dafke Rebbe and not the Chachamim, and for the Gemara, feel the temer abonon. You could say that the Rabbanon would be maskim in the Mishnah. Why? Because Ad Kan Lo Pligi Rabbanon, when do they have that argument? That argument is Legabe Meiser. Yeah, so the din is you can't take Mimim al She'ene Minoi. So the Chachamim say that Legabe Meiser, wine and vinegar is two different things, and you can't take Meiser from one or the other. But when did the Rabbanon say that Ad Kan Lo Pligi Rabbanon like the Rebbe al Idin Meiser Truma? They only argue with Rebbe about Meiser and Truma. Uch, the Rabbi Loi. Like Rabbi Loi said, the Yom Rabbi Loi, minayin l'tayrim minayin ra'ala yofa. How do I know that if someone takes poor quality for truma, yeah, you got some good quality, you take poor, you got poor quality, you choose the poor quality to give to truma. So truma say truma. How do I know that the action takes effect and the poor stuff is takit truma? Shenemar, well, it says that you should give good stuff in truma because leisiso olav chait, you will not bear a sin. If you take the best stuff for truma, it won't be a sin. From that we learn that if you don't take the best stuff, if you take the poor stuff, it is a sin. What sort of sin? The sin of giving rubbish for truma. But if it wasn't chal, then it wouldn't be a sin. It would just be nothing. Yeah. So it must be that it's chal, and now truma is stuck with the rubbish. So from here we learn that if he takes truma from the rubbish to pater the good stuff, truma se truma. So in that aspect, is if you have wine and vinegar, according to the Chachamim, that is yofa al ra, and according to ra al ha yofa, and according to Rebbe, it's two different minim, and it's not bechal, doesn't take effect. It's not chal altogether. That's leaning truma and maestris. Aval in the mekachomemka, but when it comes to buying and selling, buying and selling is a transaction where the mocher and the lekeach have in mind the same item. So it's not a halachic technicality, whether it's one thing. It's a, what do people mean when they say wine and vinegar? Yeah, the kulei alma, everybody would agree that wine and vinegar are two different things. Ika de nechale b'chamra, some people want wine, want to buy, when they go down to Rishon to visit Yirmi, so some people want buy wine, they don't want to buy vinegar, they want wine. Sometimes a person wants to buy vinegar, but he doesn't want wine. It's not better and worse. It's two different things. So regarding purchasing, everyone, even the Chacham would agree, it's two different things. And therefore, the Mekach toast, and either one can change their minds. What's the Rashbam? Bottom of the page here, one little Rashbam. The question was, Lema Mastisin, the Rebbe of the Rabbanon, the Kev and the Omri Min Echadu, since the Chachamim hold that Yain and Chaimitz is one thing, is Lechaira and Shneim Chayzrin. If you were the Chachamim, you would say that they cannot change their mind. Ella, it would be the same thing as Yofis and Rois, and Hamisana, the one who was ripped off, can change his mind. The Domi, the Chitin Yofis, and him to Rois, or the Rois, and him to Yofis. Turn the page. But Rebbe, so the Chachamim said, Min Echadu, and what's the context that the Chachamim are talking about? Trumas and Maestris. Vim Torah Mizeh Al Zeh, if you took truma from one to pat to the other, it was truma se truma. The Karina Bev are amazing mimenu. It's considered mimenu from it, from which we learn you can't take from one min or another. The chayla inin hadam min atayin. There'll be other nafkaminis lahalacha. For example, hadam min atayin. That happens if a person, a person is toyin, you owe me wheat, and the guy says, no, I owe you barley. Yeah, so he doesn't have a din of meidam amiksus. Because he wasn't admitting anything from what the guy was telling. It was two different tainus. Yeah. So if you say it's one min, then you could say it's made of a mixus. But if it's two different min, it's not made of a mixus. So the gabbi, that's also a bit of machlekes. And similarly, if the guy claims wine and vinegar, and he admits only on one of them, is chayiv shvua al hasheni. He has to swear on the other one. Not only is he admitting part of the claim, but it's in the same min. But if it would be two separate minim, yeah, then it's two separate claims. So one claim he's moida b'koil, and the other one is kofra koil. So there's no better mixes going on over there. What do we see by truma? The pasuk says leshisu al avchait im tarimu chelba. If you'll take the good stuff, kolaymar min hayofa. From the good quality, if you take from the poor quality of that type, then it will be a sin of neglecting truma. Truma mekadesh, the truma will be holy. Sorry, tiktash will be holy, and you have sinned. Once you've made truma from ra, you cannot switch it now for good. You can't take any truma again. As if the truma wasn't chal, neschias chait lama. Then why would you say it's a sin? If it's not chal, it didn't actually do anything. And therefore it didn't sin. Let him just try again. So we answer that you could even say the Mishnah is the Chachamim. When the Chachamim say it's one mean regarding Truma. The person wants to buy wine or vinegar. Even if it's one species, technically, the Kenyan doesn't take effect. Sometimes a person wants to buy dafke wine. Sometimes he wants to buy dafke vinegar. It's not like just buying better and poorer quality. It's the same taste. And it's got the same name. What he asked for is what he got. He tricked him. He cheated him a little bit. Okay, back in the Mishnah, Hamecher Peres Lachaveroi, when someone sells fruit to his friend, Moshach V'loi Modad, and he did Meshicha, so that's the normal Kenyan. So we learned before, not in Mishnah Sarabim, but in either a Simta or the Chatzah Shel Shneim, whatever, where they have Rishus to put stuff, that is, the Kenyan is Meshicha. So when he did Meshicha on the Peres, even though he hasn't but he hasn't measured how much. Yeah, so he doesn't even know how much he's getting. That means they agreed on the price, but they didn't agree on the volume. So what sort of a kinyan are you making? You make some shikha. Other. No, he doesn't know how much is in it. He says there's a whole barrel of wheat there. And he goes, I'm going to sell you $45 a pound, like a matzah, you know. Yeah. So he doesn't know how many pounds. So he pulls the barrel. He doesn't know how many pounds it is in there. But he knows the price. No, he's taken the whole lot, and he knows what the price is per pound, but he doesn't know how many pounds he has. It's Connor. Nevertheless, he's koina, because he's obviously intending that he's going to take the whole barrel. He's happy with the price, and he doesn't care exactly how much it is, because he wants a barrel's worth. Yeah? Modar v'loy moshach. What if the other way around? He measured it, so he knows how many pounds it is. But that's all he did. He measured it. How do you measure something without moshach? That means they poured it from the barrel. They opened the opening of the barrel and poured it into... We'll see the discussion about where it went. It went into something outside the barrel. Did it go on the ground? Did it go into the lekeach's kelim? We'll talk about soon. It's loikana. That is not... If there's no moshicha, there's no kinyan. That's how you do moshicha, to make a kinyan. If the lekeach wants to be smart and make sure that the other guy cannot back out of the transaction, then he will hire the place where it is, and then modad, when he does the measurement, if we assume that when he measures it out and he opens up the tap on the barrel and fruit falls out and it lands on the ground, if he rents that ground where it's landing, yeah, so then it becomes his chatzar, so to speak, so he's kainer. So then that way the mocha wouldn't be able to change his mind anyway. So if it's a pikach, he should include that in there. Then we set up lekeach pishtan mechaveri, someone who buys linen from his friend. Hareza loikana, actually it's atlanim makam. The makam is not koina until he moves it from one place to the other. We'll see what do we mean by one place and what's the other place. Mimhei mechubel akarka, if you koina something that's attached to the ground, v'talash kol shuhu, and you actually pulled it out of the ground, is that itself is kana, that is a kinyan, you don't have to take it to anywhere else. All right, let us go back and straight to the Gemara. We did a lot of Rosh Bam today, but you missed it. We had some time. Okay, says the Gemara like this, Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan. Modad, v'hiniach agav. So what did he do with it when he measured it? When he measured it and he didn't do Meshicha, we said it's not koina. So what does Rav Asi say in Amar Rav Yochanan? Modad, v'hiniach agav esimta. When he measured it and he put it on the... On the simta is the little area at the side of Rishus HaRabim. Yeah, so it's not Rishus HaRabim that people walk through all the time, but it's not private property either. It's a little like, it's one of those, you know, 15-minute parking things where you're entitled to stay there for a little while and put your stuff down and rest and whatever. Yeah, it's not like you're trespassing if you do that, but it's not your property. And you're not going to stay there forever, but you haven't got a thoroughfare. Yeah, you're entitled to that. Well, you put your stuff down. It's legitimate that you're allowed to put stuff there. That's what a simta is. So if he measures out and puts it down, and the simta is kana. Right. So the question is again: when he measured it out, where did it go? So the assumption is that the moicher, the seller, when you go and buy something in the market, yeah, the seller puts it in his bag. He doesn't put it in your bag. He puts it in his kelim. And then he gives you the whole thing, yeah? So he measured it out into the moicher's kelim, l'chayra, and he put it down in the simta. That's a kinyan. So he says, just a second. So the question is, if you look in the Mishnah, it doesn't look like that. There's someone that Rav Zeira, the Rav Asi. So Rav Asi said this in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. So Rav Zeira says to Rav Asi, Shema l'shama Rebbe, maybe what you heard from Rabbi Yochanan wasn't that he put it in the kelim of the moicher. He put it into the kelim of the buyer. Yeah? But if he didn't put it into the kelim of the buyer, and there's no meshicha going on, then he's not koina, like the Mishnah seems to say. Yeah? And therefore, when Rabbi Yochanan said that he is koina, it's because it's gone into the lekeach's kelim. If you put things into the lekeach's kelim, that's a kinyan. As Amar Leis, Rav Asi got all upset, because Rav Zeira was basically telling him that what he said, he didn't listen properly to Rabbi Yochanan. It's a nice way of saying, or maybe he heard differently from Rabbi Yochanan. It's a nice way of saying, you got it wrong. But he was polite, didn't say it like that. As Amar Leis, Rav Asi wasn't so polite back to Rav Zeira. Rav Asi says, Rav Zeira, Domi, Haimer Abona, Gilagomri, Inchishmata. This guy sounds like someone who's never learned a word in his life. Doesn't know what he's talking about. Why? Because of Mada the Sechku Pasoi, if we were talking about measuring it into the Kalim of the Lekeach, Memra Boy, would Rabbi Yechanan even need to mention that? Of course, if you put it, we know that if you put something into Lekeach's Kalim, it's Kainan no matter where you are. Even if it's a Rabbi, I think. Yeah? So therefore, you don't need. He wouldn't need to tell me that. Well, the Brecher comes up with this big chiddush that he's teaching us, it must be to say that in a simta, not which is a rabbi, if you're in a simta, even in the kelim of the moicher is kainah. So that's the, they ended up brokers with each other. As the question was, when Ravasi screamed back at Rab Zeira, kibla minei or lo kibla minei? Did Rab Zeira accept this screaming or he didn't? Okay, so the Toshima, let's see if we can find out. Rabbi Yanai says, now Rabbi Yanai was the teacher of Rabbi Yochanan. Yeah, so the assumption over here is that if Rabbi Yanai says something, then that's what Rabbi Yochanan would have said too. And what does he say? Chatzar Ashutvin, if you have a chatzar which belongs to two people, koinin ze mizeh, they can be koinin in that chatzar from each other. No, it doesn't say how. Is my love, isn't the pshat in Rabbi Yanai, that agabe karka, that even if you put it down on the ground, if you put it down on the ground, is koinin. Yeah, so therefore, l'chayre, that's the same thing as Rabbi Yochanan was talking about, according to Ravasi, that a simta, because both of them have reshus to use a simta, it has the same parameters as a chatzah shel shneihem. Yeah, well, both people have the right to be there, and it doesn't have to go into the lekelim of the lekeach. Even if it's in the lekelim of the moicher, just put it down on the ground. It's kaina. That's the havamina. So that the Rabbi Yanai was saying like Ravasi, and therefore Abzeira should be makabel. And for the gemara, loy nein. The tech kuposay. I can tell you that Rabbi Yanai was talking also when you put it into the kli of the lekeach. That's why it's kaina. And hachinam is tavra. It's actually more logical to say that. Because here comes Amar Rabbi Yankiv, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, same Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yankiv says, "Modad v'hiniach agabe simta loikana." Yeah, that if you measure down and put it in the simta, he's not koina. Which, if you just look at the words, yeah, it's exactly the opposite to what Ravasi says. So, what on earth is going on here? Is kashina hadodi. If you accept that both Ravasi and Rabbi Yankiv were quoting Rabbi Yochanan verbatim as they should be, yeah, then kashina hadodi. One says kana, one says loikana. Yeah, so how does that work? El alav shmamino that can be moed letech kuposoi. When Rabbi Yochanan said kana, which was the one that Ravasi was quoting, he really meant only if he put it into the kelim of the lekeach. And kan, when Rabbi Yankiv said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, it wasn't kana be moed al gabe karka when he puts it on the ground. It's shmamino that Ravasi misunderstood. Yeah, and when Ravasi said that Rabbi Yochanan says it's kaina in the simta, it's only if it's in kelim shel lekeach, not in the kelim shel moicher. And Rabbi Zeira was right, and Ravasi was mistaken.
So then what's
the chiddush?
Yeah,
I don't know. Well, if you took a survey in this room, would people know that? No, some people don't know it. Ravasi thought it was obvious, but not everybody would know that. Toshima. Okay, let's look in and let's try, even though we just said Shmamina, we're now going to try, now we're going to bring another proof that Ravasi can't be right. Modar v'leim moshach, now we go to our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, oh, that was all Rabbi Yochanan, trying to forend for the statements of Rabbi Yochanan. Now let's look at our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, modar v'leim moshach leikona. If he measured out the fruit and there was no Mashicha, so the buyer did not acquire it. Is where is it that modar v'lo moshach doesn't work? My love besimta. Isn't that also saying in a simta? Yeah, that in a simta, if he's just moided and puts it on the ground, that doesn't work. Yeah, which is because as long as it's not in the kelim of the lekeach, it doesn't work. It's again the same like Rab Zeira. So as the Gemara loy. No, I'll tell you, our Mishnah is talking about Mishnah Sarabim. Why does it not work as a rabbi? Or Rab Asi can answer you that when our Mishnah, when he says Loikon, is talking about Rishus Arabim. Freddy Gemara, if our Mishnah is talking about Rishus Arabim, then that's the second. Ihachi Emeratio, what about the first part? Mashach Vole Modad Kono. You're saying if he did make a Mashicha, he is Kaina. Mashicha Rishus Arabim Mikonya, there's Mashicha working Rishus Arabim? Just a cotton picking minute. Well, Abaye v'Rava, we learned this a few pages ago. Abaye v'Rava, Dar Mitzravaya, Mesira Kona Rishus Harabim. In Rishus Harabim has to be Mesira, handing over the reins, handing over the thing to somebody. Or a Chatzah She'enas Hashneyim, or a Chatzah doesn't want anybody, which is like Rishus Harabim. It's completely ownerless. Mashicha, where does Mashicha work? Mashicha is Kona either in a Simta, which is not a Rishus Harabim in the point that Rabim are going through there. And if we're every, and what's the point? The point of a simta is that everybody has reshus to park there for 15 minutes. And while you're packed there, it's sort of like yours, at least in a partnership, yeah? And the chotzer shehishal shnei emes, or a chotzer which is mamish, belongs to two people. So in there, mashicha works. Lifting it up will be kind anywhere. Yeah, so Abai and Rava tell us, mashicha Rosh Hashanah Rabbim doesn't work. So if our Mishnah is talking about Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, then the case of Moshach Vele Modach shouldn't work either. So how can you tell me our Mishnah is talking about Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? And for the Gemara, we're talking about Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And why does mashicha work? Because my Moshach Nami Dikatani, it doesn't mean he did a mashicha in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. It means he was Moshach May Rosh Hashanah Rabbim L'simta. He slept it from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and put it on the side. Still, I don't accept that the Mishnah is talking about Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Why? Because look at the next part, the third part, after the measuring and that it wasn't koine, because it's just a rabbim. What about the third part? Let's look at the last part. We said that if he measures it out and there's no mashicha, and it's in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, it's not koine. Yeah, and as Rav Asi is learning pshat, dafkin Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is not koine. Yeah? So if it's in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and then the Mishnah says what? That ima yapikach, if the lakeach was smart, socheres mekoimon. Yeah, it's not going into his kalim. So how is he going to be koina? He should rent the ground that the peiros is sitting on, and he'll be koina that way. But if Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, if Rav Asi is correct, that our Mishnah is talking dafki in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, how can you rent the ground in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? Mimah Nogar, who are you going to rent it from? It doesn't belong to anybody, it's Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. It's Enfer the Gemara, or Enfer Rav Asi, Hachika Omar. Rav Asi will tell you the pshat in the Mishnah is that the first part is talking about Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and that's why it's not koina on the ground. But on a simta, Rav Asi will stubbornly say, Rabbi Yochanan says it is koina. What's the pshat in the Mishnah that he's a pikach? He means, im rishus bailim he, then he moves on from rishus harabim. The second part is now talking about not rishus harabim. Now he's talking about rishus bailim, it's in the rishus of the moicher. And if you want to buy something in the rishus of the moicher, is then im haya pikach, if you're smart and you want him not to be able to change his mind, then socher es makoimon. Together with acquiring the payrus, you should say, you know what, I want to rent that floor where the payrus is landing. Okay, full stop. This is actually a full stop, and we're going on to another thing, even though we haven't finished the daf. I can just tell you that Rav and Shmuel do Omri Travayu. Rav and Shmuel both agreed on something, so that in itself is something. As Rav Zalman told me once, Shnayim Shayoshvin Ve'ein Beinehem, if two people are sitting and there's no dispute between them, that's already Divrei Torah. So on that note, Rav and Shmuel do Omri Travayu, and tomorrow we will continue with what they said.